This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
All right, it is 8:30, and I am going to call the first meeting of the year for Senate local governments to order. I'd like to welcome everybody in the room and everybody who is on the internet and are listening to us. A little reminder for my committee members and audience members to have your cell phones off. If they do ring during the committee, I will be establishing some type of little penalty for us all. I just haven't figured out what that's going to be yet. But I will not forget if it goes off. This time, I'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senator Boland.
Here.
Kamak.
Here.
Foster. Excused. Senator Freimiller. Freimiller, excused. Klum?
Here.
Dietrich? Excused. Otten?
Here.
We have a quorum.
We do have
Mr. Chair.
So, okay. We have no minutes at this time, so we'll move past that. I'm going to remind my testifiers to sign into the podium over there. Lobbyists, make sure you're wearing your badges. I'm not going to get into the remote testifying at this moment since we don't have anybody lined up yet, but at some point in time when we have some lined up, then I will run through some procedures with that at that time. If there are any handouts, please utilize our page to hand those out. I think technically those are also supposed to be uploaded 24 hours before the meeting. I'm going to be pretty lax on that, but that is the procedure that is supposed to be followed. This time I'll have the page come up and introduce herself and say a little bit about herself.
Hi, I'm Shay Beardsley. I'm from Rapid City and I go to Stevens High School. I'm a junior, so I don't know what college I want to go to yet, but I know I want to be a politician or an investigative journalist.
Sounds good. And this time I'll have my intern also introduce himself, too. Oh, here's a couple more of my committee members.
I was over here and you told me.
I'm Logan. I am a sophomore at South Dakota State University. I am studying history education and political science, and I am originally from Waseca, Minnesota.
Very good. Do we have any personal privileges this morning from the committee members? Seeing none, we will get into our bill hearings. Today we are starting with Senate Bill 67, an act to correct a cross-reference relating to sheriff's compensation. Do we have any proponent testimony for Senate Bill 67?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Riker Teason. I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Sheriff's Association. Before you is Senate Bill 67. The title of the bill, an act to correct a cross-reference relating to sheriff's compensation. In short term, what this bill does, it removes repealed statute that is in this statute. The section it's relating to is 7-12-16, which has been repealed, and it was repealed back in the 80s, and it was just an oversight. And this section was in House Bill 1012 last year, which was that massive 80-some page bill trying to make some technical corrections by code counsel. And what they did was just take out different sections throughout that entire bill, and this is what's before you today. And the nuts and bolts of this is pretty much removing Section 7-12-16, which is no longer in law. So if you have any questions, I'll stand by. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other proponent testimony? Any other proponent testimony for Senate Bill 67? Seeing none, we will move into opponent testimony. Do we have any opponent testimony for Senate Bill 67? Seeing none, no need for a rebuttal, and I will move into questions by the committee and or action.
Mr. Chair, I move to pass.
Senator Klum.
Second.
All right, I have a do pass motion with the first from Senator Klum and a second from Senator Boland. Any comments on that motion? Any comments by the committee? Seeing none, I will ask the secretary to call the vote.
Senator Boland.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Oster. Excused. Freimiller.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Dietrich.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Six yeas and one excused.
Okay, Senate Bill 67 has been affirmed to go to the floor with the due pass motion and passed by a 6-0 vote. I will also certify this as good for the consent calendar. Okay. All right, our second bill up on the docket today is Senate Bill 69. Senate Bill 69 is an act to correct certain provisions with incorrect cross-references regarding county road district boundaries. Do we have any proponent testimony for that? Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Mr. Committee Chair and members of the Senate Local Government Committee. Senate Bill 69 is indeed a cleanup bill. It's just repealing a sentence that refers to a statute that no longer exists. Section 3112A5 was repealed in 2014, so this is a cleanup bill, and with that, I would ask for your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other proponent testimony?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Bob Wilcox, South Dakota County Commissioners Association. I'd like to thank the senator for bringing forward this piece of legislation. It is long overdue, and we are asking for your support of Senate Bill 68. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other proponent testimony for Senate Bill 69? Any other proponent testimony? Seeing none, I'll move into opponent testimony. Do we have any opponent testimony for Senate Bill 69? Seeing none, no need for the rebuttal, and I will move into committee questions and or action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Kamak.
I would move due pass.
Second.
All right, we have a first by Senator Kamak, a senator by Senator Klum with a due pass motion. Any comments on that motion? Any comments or discussion from the committee? Seeing none, I will ask the secretary to call the vote.
Senator Boland. Excused.
Aye. Excuse me.
Thank you. Kamak.
Aye.
Foster. Excused. Freimiller. Freimiller?
It is Mueller, but aye.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Klum.
Aye.
Dietrich?
Dietrich, aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Six yeas and one excused.
Senate Bill 69 has been affirmed by a vote of 6-0 with a due pass motion. I will also certify this one as for the consent calendar. So So that is it for our bill hearings today. I didn't figure it'd take a ton of time, but I wanted, as chair, I wanted to get one meeting out here just to make sure the intern and has everything up to speed, and I didn't want to burden him with a really tough day. So it's a good test run for him and for the committee. I do believe I may have announced the wrong committee room yesterday, so that would be my bad. So I apologize for that and making two senators run around not knowing where they're supposed to be at. It was an exercise routine this morning. So with that, is there any discussion for the good of the committee? If Senator Frymuller, please use your mic. Thank you.
Will our schedule be flexible until bills start coming in a little bit more regularly?
Okay. As of right now, the committee only has one other bill, and that is Senator Boland's bill. He has asked to push it off till Friday. Earlier, we've taken that today, and then I will converse with him to see if we're still going to have that meeting Friday. I don't typically like to meet too many times, just run through one bill if it's going to be something that should be too controversial. So, and I'll see what we load up today. I'll keep you guys informed, and I'll touch base with Senator Boland on Friday's meeting. So, but I won't start a meeting at 7:45 for a bill that I don't expect that's going to take the whole committee time. So, I am not one of those chairs. So,
God bless you for that.
So, with that, if there is nothing else for the good of the committee, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
So I have a first by Senator Klum, a second by Senator Boland to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. We are adjourned.